David Carpenter.
I want to ask you, in your work in public health laboratories, what was the most life-changing event for you?
Probably the most life-changing, you said, was when the HIV epidemic was starting to be on everyone's radar screen, so to speak, and we were doing everything we could to do HIV testing with test kits that were designed to be ultra-sensitive so that no unit of blood got into the blood supply that was contaminated. And, of course, that's a different set of characteristics in the lab than trying to diagnose someone with disease. And I had a lady call me up and said, "Dr. Carpenter, are you the director of the laboratories in public health?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, I have had a test in your laboratory for HIV, and it was negative. But I know my behavior has been such that I'm not really sure it's negative. What do you have to say to me about the result that you gave in that test?" And at first I said, "Well, you probably ought to speak to your physician who would put you with an HIV counselor, an AIDS counselor." "No, no, no." She said, "I have you on the line, and I know how tests are run, and I know things about their specificity. Do you think I should be concerned?" And I said, "Well, what exactly were the results that the lab reported back to you through your HIV center?" And she said, "They told me it was not repeatedly reactive." And I said, "How long had it been since this event that you suspect might have given you HIV was?" And she said, "Oh, it's been about 6 months ago." And I said, "Well, I cannot be absolutely positive, but knowing how the test works, I think that you are probably not infected. But I am not the best person to absolutely assure you of that. And so if I were you, I would ask for another blood sample to be drawn within a month or two and have this test repeated." And she said, "If I were your mother, what would you be telling me?" I'd be saying, "Well, I don't know what you're doing, Mom, but I'm pretty confident the test you just took gave you a result that you're probably not infected." I said, "Thank you very much. I appreciate your frankness." And after I hung up, I realized I was dealing one-on-one with a person in that they were relying on a public health professional to decide to pursue another course of therapy or action or something. That really convinced me that's just one thing we do in public health. Look at all the rest of the things, assuring the safety of food, cleanliness of food, water, being relied upon to do a rabies analysis on a suspected rabid animal immediately. That's just part of public health and delivering on the expectations of the public. And I felt that I was challenging every aspect of my knowledge and experience to deliver that in a way that was satisfactory to the public.